Then you'll offer applies an enrollment and travel advantage.
This is The Oddcast with Dusty Angel.
Now this means you put your penis in the woman's anus.
We're friends with benefits. Yeah, woohoo!
I've had vaginal sex hundreds of times. And I was at home masturbating all this time.
Desi.
Guys, God, have a skinny bass of roaches. It's a vagina fart. Oh my God, he knows I'm high. Like, it slipped, and I remember I had him stop because it hurt really bad. But a few minutes later, let's try it again.
Robert.
Does that mean, like, guys are really hung back then? If your husband loves blowjobs, you better fucking learn to love that shit. You gotta get your dick.
Urethra.
It's not a mistake. It's Error FM.
Yeah, man.
I can't hear fucking shit.
I hear you, though, baby.
Fuck.
I am faded like a mofo.
Mofo?
Mofo. Yeah. I'm trying to catch up with you. I got a beer here and another beer there.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to keep it going throughout the show.
I've got an LA water sitting in front of me.
What's an LA water?
It's a whole bunch of shit. Tim, tell him what it is.
What?
It's basically an adios motherfucker, but tastes better. But tastes way, way better than an adios motherfucker.
Okay. I can't do adioses because once I do adioses, I'm fucking adios.
He's going to be the adios motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I have smoked like 4 blunts, though.
Are you serious?
I'm
you look pretty gone.
Faded. Yeah, I'm very faded because I got here a little bit earlier than you guys. Been waiting for you guys forever.
Sadly.
Sorry. Yes.
It's okay. Shit happens. But I'm about 5, 6 drinks in.
I'm a half a drink in.
Yeah, you need to catch up, baby, like mustard.
You know, we got some friends here tonight.
What's up, Danny D?
Danny Ortega.
How you feeling, man?
What?
Oh, there we go. He's live now.
You didn't tell me.
There he is. He's live now.
What's up now? What's up, everybody? How's it going?
What's up, Danny?
What's going on?
So, we also got my friend Adrian is here, too.
Oh, Adrian, what's up? Hey, hi, Adrian.
How's it going, guys?
What's up,
good.
Adrian? And we got, like, dozens of people just, like, hanging out in the back, faded, doing their own thing.
Yeah.
This is our third listener party.
I was thinking about that earlier, and I was like, 3.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, Destiny's birthday party was 1.
Oh, wait, was it? I was thinking this was our second one.
Well, the 420 show counted as 1.
Oh, so this is our 4th then?
Because we had listeners come out.
Yo. Where was my invite on that party?
You didn't get the invite, dog? Oh, man.
Hey, Facebook. Well, this year, when my birthday comes around, we're going to throw it somewhere.
Well, I remember going to Desi's party. That was the last one there. Everybody was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody was gone. Robert said, oh, somebody would complain. Too low.
Yeah. Oh, here comes top manager Denise with the few drinks.
Oh, hey, what's up, Denise? How's it going?
Thank you,
sweetheart. Hello, everybody.
She's feeling good.
Hopefully, we all remember what happens tonight.
Yeah, I'm already... It's not looking good, guys.
No.
So far, I'm sober and I'm remembering what I'm doing right now, so this kind
of
sucks.
Oh, no, dude. You need to like take a swig of something here.
Let me hand you
this drink. This is Red Bull and vodka. I want you to drink half of that. I want you to drink in one drink,
okay,
dude.
Okay.
I don't want to hear nothing. Drink it in one drink. There she goes. She's doing it. She's doing
God.
It. Keep going. There we go. Good.
Oh,
now give me my shit back.
Thank you, Dusty. When I become Damona tonight, that's your fault. You're taking care of my ass.
You're taking her ass home tonight.
Yeah. You know what? She is spending the night at my house tonight.
Is she?
No kinky shit's going to happen, but she's staying at my house tonight. She is. I'm going to drive her home tomorrow. She's good. We're gonna.
I don't have work tomorrow,
night.
So I'm gonna get wasted.
Yeah, she is. Hey. So hopefully we see Damona.
Who's this? Who's
we
this?
Got some, what's up, man? What's your name, dude?
How you doing out there?
What's your name?
What's your name, bud?
My friends call me Shaq.
Shaq.
young Diesel, baby. Young
yeah.
Diesel.
I heard you just got signed to Boston.
I do see the resemblance.
He sees the resemblance.
I do see the resemblance.
Do you?
Yeah.
But we don't see the money.
Yeah.
I was thinking that when I saw you, I'm like, this dude looks like Shaq. Like, I thought it was him for a second.
He just, like, lost the foot and a half. But, yeah, that's Shaq.
You know, I will say, you do look smarter than Shaq.
Yeah.
Hey, to me, everybody bald and black looks like Shaq. Dusty, you look like Shaq.
I do.
Yes.
Me and him
you guys look like Shaq.
Okay.
The lighter version. You're the milkman's baby's version.
I'm Shaq in the wind. I'm Shaq in the wintertime.
Oh shit, Dusty, that should hit me for a second.
See, there you go. That's why.
Fast.
That's why.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna tell hot manager Denise to keep him coming.
Uh-oh, everybody's looking hot now. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell her to keep them coming. So you guys make sure you keep your orders in. For this show, I'm buying rounds.
Oh, so that's
one. It's on me.
Wow.
At 12 o'clock, my direct deposit kicks in. So.
On to tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Tonight.
I'm fucking it off. Hot manager Denise, make sure you keep the drinks coming. So whatever, whoever is at this table right here who wants something throughout the night, make sure they get a drink.
Okay, I'm going to go to the bar now, actually, yeah. So...
Give me another Red Bull and vodka. Yeah, another Red Bull and vodka, because Desi drank...
I guess I'm a beer and a half to go. I'm good.
75% of my shit.
I'm getting something back for this, right?
Oh, look, we got the... Is this the guy that's been singing on
oh,
stage?
Oh, we got a cat who actually just stepped off stage. Hey, hand him the mic. What's up, man?
Hello, how you doing?
All right. You just got off stage, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you. That was really good.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
What's your name, man?
My name is Dirty Dirt McGirt.
Dirty Dirt McGirt.
Yeah, that's it.
I like that.
You like that?
Reminds me of ODB-ish.
Yeah, a little bit.
Jesus, I like that. So where can they check you out at? On Facebook, MySpace?
Yeah, you can check me out at myspace.com/DirtyDirtMcGirt or just at DirtyDirtMcGirt.com.
Okay, yeah. Everybody who comes off stage, we have to ask them a question.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Do you enjoy anal sex with your girl?
Do I enjoy
anal sex?
Yes.
Okay. Give me your first anal sex story. What happened? How'd you do it?
How did we do it? Well, there was a girl I was dating for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I guess I don't really know how it came up,
uh-huh.
but we went for it. It was her idea, I believe.
It was.
Damn,
I would put it on her anyway because I don't really remember and I don't see her, so I'm pretty sure I would put it on her.
Uh-huh.
It was her idea.
Because most of the time it's our idea.
I was only partially involved. But then we went for it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, all I really remember is I remember really enjoying it, like this blissfulness, like when you're first falling asleep. And then suddenly it's just this wonderful, you know, and then suddenly all I hear is, take it off!
Yeah.
And it killed the whole damn thing. But.
Yeah. I've heard that a lot of times.
But even for that moment, you know, it was nice.
Yeah. Just to know that she's down for this.
Right, you know?
Exactly. So, all right, man, thanks for coming out, Dirt McGirt.
Thank you.
You did good, dog.
Nice.
Welcome to
you.
The Outcast. Check us out, dude. Peace.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Hey, so let's tell everybody where we are, actually.
We're in Santa Ana, Santana.
Santana, my hood. Malone's Barn Grill.
Yep, exactly. On Dyer Road.
We should do
a commercial for him, dude.
604 Dyer Road.
Give it to me, Robert. I like
605 freeway. 604 Dyer Road.
And sorry to the listeners that were here earlier.
Yeah.
Sorry that we were casually
late. A lot
late.
Of our listeners. Let's name. Okay, our friend Ed Ju came by. Ed Junkin,
thank you so much for coming out. I wasn't here sooner.
Yeah, AJ DeLara.
Chris Scott.
Yeah,
he was texting me like, "Where are you? Where are you? Get here!" I'm like, "Where are you?" He already left.
Yeah,
Chris Scott was here.
Yep.
That guy is cool. We love Chris Scott. Thank you for coming out.
AJ unfortunately couldn't see Desi make out with any chicks, but we totally apologize.
I tried to bring some hot chicks, but you know what? Kelly's not 21.
No, you hang out with young chicks.
No,
dude.
She turns 21 at the end of this month. I told her, hey, mark the 1 out on your card. So it looks like you turned 21 August 3rd.
Uh huh.
But she didn't want to. So I was like, fuck it.
Hey, Desi, I thought you let someone in with a fake ID.
Say it again?
I thought you let someone in with a fake ID.
What?
Talk about a fake ID.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, one of the girls in here came in with a fake ID.
Really?
Yeah, she's 19.
How did she get in?
She's really hot. She used her sister's ID.
Ah.
Yeah, so those are the type of people that come and check us out. We love that shit. I want to find her. I'm going to have...
Ashley Khan? Ashley Khan, is she here?
I don't know.
She was supposed to come.
Yeah, maybe that was her. I don't know. I want to talk to that girl, though, that came in and said she was 19.
I actually have them. I have one of my friends here.
Who?
Came over. Paul, say hi.
What's up, Paul?
What up?
It's Paul Bilson.
We used to work together when I used to work at Ritz Camera before I played with weed.
Oh. Did he introduce you?
It's true.
Did you introduce her to pot?
Yeah, all the time.
Back in the day?
Because I'm like the biggest. I get so many stones every night, like all the time.
Oh yeah, he gets so many stones. He's the biggest stones in the world.
Yeah.
Wallpapered and everything. I'm just like, I get wallpapered every night. It's pretty bad.
Wallpaper.
Wallpaper.
He's also a comedian.
It's like plastered, but way better. You know, I got
you.
How many alcohols have you guys had tonight? Because I've had like four. Yeah.
I'm
alcohols. How many alcohols have you had?
78. Six.
Yes. I can't hear you because there's rappers in the background and I don't know what's going on.
And they look scary.
Yeah, it's funny because I can hear what you're saying, but when you're asking him questions, he's like, yeah.
Whatever.
I can't hear you.
You might as well be asking me if, like, I don't know. If I like men, and I'd be like, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what, though? Paul actually used to have his own radio show at Cal State, L.A., right? Cal State, L.A.?
Long Beach City.
Oh, big difference. Big difference.
Sorry, I didn't know that. Yeah. Whatever.
It's okay. It's okay.
Long Beach.
The show's on KCTY. K-City, the city, whatever.
Yeah, Channel 28, something like that.
I don't know if there's
it's
a channel, but it's KCTY.org.
Okay.
It's starting up again next semester. I'm not plugging anything or anything, but you should listen.
There you go.
Hey, but we were actually at the same place he records at, remember?
Yep. My boy,
I was actually supposed to go on his show, but I couldn't make it out.
Yeah, loser.
She got
called in
up.
Once.
She got fucked up and she just couldn't come.
No, but I will go for sure this semester, right?
Yeah.
You have to. And I have a question now. Why are you the only one who has a red microphone?
Because I'm Desi and I'm the shit. That's why. And my headphones are the only ones with black widows on them.
Flash.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Snazzy time. That's good.
Yeah. That's why.
I hear what you guys are saying, but
you got your answer.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
So what else is going on here, Dusty?
Everybody's faded, dude. That's what I kind of see. Everybody's like really faded because we've been drinking.
I had that little bit of Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah, see, nice.
It kind of like boosted me there. Like, oh, I'm happy now.
Exactly.
Should Desi finish your Red Bull and vodka?
Yeah, she did.
Do you want her to finish?
Kill it, Desi. I think it's all done.
There you go.
Kill it, Desi.
Go.
Kill it.
Go.
Wait, but listen.
Oh, you can hear it.
Killed it. What's up? What else is going on here?
Let's see. We got my boy Bone up there. He's releasing his album, actually.
Oh, shit.
It's called Born Ready.
And speaking of Bone, he looks like Exhibit, fool.
Everybody says he looks like Exhibit.
For real,
everybody.
I thought that when I saw him outside. I'm like, is that Exhibit?
Yeah.
When he let me in, oh, you're Nick Danity. Yeah. And I was like, Exhibit. No, but he's too small. He's too skinny.
Everybody thinks he looks like
for real,
dog. Yeah, he looks
without,
like
without I should too. Ask him. I should ask him if he could pimp my ride.
No, he needs to pimp my ride. I got a 97 Oldsmobile Cutlass.
Hey, a ride is a ride.
Doesn't
matter.
Of course, I love my car. I guess it's from point A to point B.
Exactly.
But I miss my PC Cruiser in my Kia Spectra, 2007. Okay?
But still, ride
I was
ride.
Spoiled.
Hey, check this out. I saw this cool-ass movie the other night. I want to ask you guys one question.
Okay.
This movie was based upon this simple question. If somebody sent you a box,
oh yeah,
and there was a button in the box, and you push that button, and some random person around the world dies, but you get $1 million, would you push that button?
Yes.
Fuck yes. Everybody dies every day.
Damn.
Somebody has to die. Millions of people die every day.
Desi has a point.
I wouldn't do that. It might be my family member that died. I don't know who the fuck it is.
Yeah. That's smooth talk.
You know what I'm saying? My family member life ain't worth $1 million. I'm sorry. It can be my kid.
I think to clarify, your Facebook post said somebody you don't know.
Somebody you don't know.
It might be a relative I don't know, but I might. That's the future. I'm not doing it.
Wait, when you say you might have a lost brother out there, because your dad might have a lost brother out there, your dad's messing around, you might have a brother.
But you don't know. You don't know who it's going to be. You don't know who it's going to be. It might be your son you don't even know you got.
Oh, okay.
It might be your daughter you don't know you don't
all
got.
All I
got
to say is that if I don't know it exists, how am I going to miss it?
Exactly. So that's $1 million that I don't give a shit that I got.
Ouch.
I got it.
Debbie had the point. Everybody dies every day.
And also, technically, sometimes people don't know they self. You might not know who you are. You might drop and die.
But you get $1 million and it goes on to your family.
Good point.
That's true.
Good point, Smooth. Smooth, while you're here, while we have you here, come here. Come over here. Grab the mic from my man, Danny D. Okay. For some reason, I just want to know, what do you feel about anal sex?
What do I feel about what?
Anal sex.
Oh, I give anal sex all day, every day. I don't give a business.
You get it or you get it?
What you talking about? I'll be giving it.
Oh, okay.
Just making sure.
Dusty, are you drunk? Because all you keep asking me about anal sex. Is the show about anal sex? Can we have some vagina at least?
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, no, I'm getting both. Yeah. I'm getting both. Oh. I'm in them both.
I'm
in the pussy, I'm in the anal, and I'm in the mouth. I'm getting all three.
Do you double dip?
And I'm in the titties. Oh, I double dip.
Double dip?
I double dip, but I won't eat the pussy after I was in the ass.
You don't eat the pussy?
Oh, see. No, I eat the pussy, but not after, you know what I'm saying? Not after my dick been in the ass and then went to the pussy. Nah, I'm cool.
That's not nice.
She better hop in the shower.
That's not nice.
Doesn't you like to lick the pussy when they're bloody and shit?
With what?
Don't you lick the pussy when it's bloody?
Hell no, dude.
Do I lick it when it's bloody? Oh, hell no. When it's bloody.
Hey, I knew a girl, her and her boyfriend, her and her ex-boyfriend actually, they used to like having sex on her period. No, they were into blood and shit. Like, no. That's some nasty
shit. Hey, on your post today, Dusty, when you asked that question, there's a couple of women on there, and I had to let them know, no, that's just something you don't do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other options out there that you can do to please your man. Or, you know what I'm saying? But you don't get to see when it's bloody. I mean, it's not sanitary. It's not kosher.
It's really
people like getting shit on. What the fuck? People get shit on, dude.
There's some nasty motherfuckers. Yeah. They need to be up in Metro over there in Norwalk, locked up in the mental institution.
Even Cleveland shit, dude. Like they like that scat shit.
No, I don't like shit.
I don't either.
Human, animal, nothing. No shit.
But what about the golden shower? When someone piss on you?
No.
Really?
No. I don't know.
I can take a little squirt.
This is Dusty Angel.
Don't be surprised. Yeah, you can't be surprised. I'm a weirdo.
You can come in my mouth all day, every day. But the pissing and shitting, gosh, to go.
Oh, okay.
Dusty.
Yes.
Did you notice in the intro how I put out there that you've had vaginal sex hundreds of times?
I didn't even notice that.
Well, you've had vaginal sex?
Is that vaginal?
Vaginal, thank
vaginal,
you.
Vaginal, sorry. Sorry. White, yeah.
It's funny, I went out with my friend that I told you that didn't like your post.
Uh-huh.
I went out there to the beach the other day.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, she talked to me about it. She's like, I don't like what he posts. He's just so dirty. But so raunchy. I'm like, dude, but it's just that sassy. Like, I mean, he's just playing around. You know, that's how he is. I'm like, don't take it personal. I'm like, I don't think what he says up the ass.
Yeah.
But she's like, I just don't like it. I don't know. I guess
you know what? If she meets me, she's going to love me.
She met you.
She did?
Yes. Damn. I'm not going to say her name, but we've had her on the show.
What's up? We got my boy DB. What's up, DB?
Nothing much. Your boy DB the Don chilling for Bones.
Yeah.
You know, album release party. What up, Dusty Angel? We out here. You know,
good to see you. Good to see you, man. Me and this guy go way back. Hey, DB. Give me a drunk story. I want you to give me a drunk story where you woke up the next day and you said, man, I can't believe what I did, dog. How did that happen? Give me something, dog.
I really can't think of anything juicy because I be drunk all the time and I'm a kid. What happened the next time, you feel me? But I don't know. I just had a gang, a lot of drunk nights and drunk stories. You know?
Yeah, okay.
I'm getting insane, you know. Plus, we don't know who's listening.
Hey, where can we find? Where can we check you out? Because you do your thing on the mic. You're an MC. Where can we check you out?
You can check me out anywhere, man. All over the internet. At Twitter, www.twitter.com/TheDonToYou. Check me out on Facebook, David A. Burley. MySpace, www.myspace.com. DB Risky Business, ENT. And I'm out here crying. I'm everywhere.
There you go. Yeah. I knew you'd give it to him. Good to see you, man. Good to see you.
I'd be in your mom's bedroom, too.
Yes, he's your mom's favorite rapper. Good to see you, man.
Well, I'm
glad
to see
I didn't
bring my mom tonight.
Yeah, he would have got her. Because your mom likes big guys, too.
She kind of does.
And she likes black guys. She's been on black guys before.
There you go. So. And he likes older girl. Ooh, whoa. Sorry, DB.
What?
Older girl, so... Yeah, that would have probably happened tonight.
Oh, God.
I wish your mom would have came. I wish your mom would have came.
I told her to come, but she was just like...
She should have came, dude.
She has work in the morning. So.
I hear you.
Gladly, I don't. Yes, I can get fucked up.
Yes, you
and
can.
And I'm going to get fucked up tomorrow night, too. I'm going to go out dancing or something. I'm going somewhere.
Exactly.
So hit me up if you want to go party with me.
Because it's summertime, but where the hell is the summer weather at, dude?
Hey, I went to the beach, I went to Venice the other day.
Yeah,
I've been going to the beach all the time.
Me
what's
too, yeah,
to
but it's...
Hey, I got a nice tan going on.
I don't know why. Robert, you got a natural tan because you're like an Indian Mexican.
Dude, look at my arm. No, I've gotten a tan. I used to be a lot whiter. You want to see the rest of my body? Like, this shit's white.
Is it?
Okay.
You're always been pasty looking
all the time.
I look pasty looking? What?
I'm sorry, but you do.
Oh my god, that's such an insult.
No,
fuck you.
When you say, oh, I got a tan, I got a tan.
No. Huh? Pasty looking is good. You guys have your own.
Pasty looking is not
good. You
guys
have your own channel on YouPorn.
I don't mind pasty looking.
Yeah,
as
pale.
Good.
You guys, like, if you type in pale on YouPorn or Pornhub or X-Porn or X.
Oh my god, my self-esteem is dropped this small. Thank you.
You got like 500
hits. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. It's all good. No, I'm pasty. Miss Pasty. Pasty does.
You know what, though? I got with the goth chick. Not calling you goth chick, but I got with the goth chick before, and she was the freakiest. It's in my top five as most freakiest moments I've ever had in my life.
It's funny because I get like, oh, you're gothic?
But no, that's why
I'm not
funny.
Gothic.
You're not, exactly. Exactly.
I may have the black hair and the pale skin, but I'm not gothic.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not emo.
I'm not emo either.
She was. Like,
I don't walk around with my fucking wrist bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate the world.
Yeah, I hate that with a passion. Stop being a bitch about it. Do something about it.
Yeah. She was
you know
like,
what I mean?
Fuck me in our blood or something. I was like, oh.
Say, fuck that. Smoke a blood, drink a beer.
You know,
I'm good.
Like,
why be emo?
If you hate your life or you hate living your place, fucking move out. Do
but
something.
She was fun, dude. She was really, really fun.
Oh, really?
She was really, really fun.
Who?
The goth chick that I fucked.
Did
she bite you?
Trust me, dude. She was... It was very interesting.
Did she bite you?
Yeah, she did, actually.
She really loved biting, pulling your hair, scratching.
I like all that, though. I'm crazy.
Yeah, but
like,
that's what those types do.
That's natural. That's natural, though. Yeah. When you bang a chick, you
She was wearing Doc Martens.
I used to have some Docs.
I'm telling you, she was wearing Docs, dude.
I've toned it down slightly from before, when I was younger.
She was crazy, dude, but it was bomb. And Desi, I wanted to ask you something, actually. I know that you've never been with a black guy, and you don't really like black guys too much, which is cool, because I don't have certain races that I don't like.
It's not that I don't like them. I've never found them really attractive, unless they're mixed.
Now, let me ask you.
Like?
What do you feel about sexy black chicks?
No.
Really?
I won't touch it. I'm sorry.
Really?
I don't want to.
Really?
I'm sorry. Every black girl's gonna. I'm not gonna say anything.
No, give it to me.
Basically, they scare her.
They scare you.
It's not my. I'm very, very picky when it comes to girls.
Why are you cherry pick?
I have to really like you, but in order for me to touch your vagina, seriously, I really do. I'll make out. I'll touch your tits. I'll suck them. Whatever. But when it comes to down there, I have to really like it in order for me to go there.
Wow.
And when it comes to black girls, since I'm not too attracted to them, period, I won't go there.
Damn. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Can you grab her for me, hot manager Denise? Come here real quick, baby. I want her to grab the girl who got in here with the fake ID. Hey, can you get the girl who got in here with the fake ID?
Let me
can go grab her? Okay, cool. I want to talk to her. I definitely want to talk to her whenever she comes.
Who's this?
This is my dude. We go way, way back.
Way back, like a Cadillac of
full
flats.
Yes, we do, dude. This is my good friend, Ariel.
What's happening?
What's going on,
who's
man?
Who's this?
Okay, you're on the podcast, Ariel, and I want to... give me a story, a drunk story, where you woke up the next day and you couldn't believe you did what you did the night before.
A drunk story.
A drunk story.
Holy shit.
Give it to me.
My girlfriend's standing behind me. I don't know if I can do that one.
No, you can't. It was a long time. You have a thousand of them.
A long time ago. Well, actually, I never woke up because I was still awake. And it was the most amazing thing that ever happened to me. Hawaii. Drunk as hell.
Hawaii. Okay, can't go get back from there.
Nah, drunk as hell. Walking on my own, trying to find the ladies.
Dusty!
Head over to Boomers out in Hawaii. I see the hottest girl standing out front. Of course, I bum a cigarette because I was trying to spark a conversation. And the lady looks at me with the luscious lips, and I asked her for her number. She gives me a number. I go back upstairs to Boomers, chilling at the bar. Next thing I know, she comes up, standing next to me at the bar, orders two shots and a chaser. We take the shots, take the chaser. She grabs my hand. We start walking down the stairs. I needed to use the bathroom before I did anything with this girl. As I walked over to the restroom, I held on to her hand. I kind of let go, but not really. Mind you, I was fucked up.
Don't tell me you peed on yourself.
I fucking just go straight into the bathroom with her, backroom stall. She throws me up against the back of the fucking bathroom. Pulls my pants down, sucks my dick.
What?
I'm laughing because I can't believe what the fuck is going on right now. And then next thing I know, she stops. And I look, I open my eyes because I had my eyes closed the whole time, of course. I open my eyes and she's butt naked, booty up in the air, looking at me like, do this. And I'm like, I'm not doing that, you know. I don't have any protection. You got any protection? Next thing I know, I'm fucking her. I'm fucking doggy style in the bathroom. And that was the fucking amazing story of my life. Amazing.
It sounds amazing.
What drunkenness will do to you.
It's horrible. Alcohol will fuck you up, dude.
Well, drunkenness and the booty.
Trust me, my first time doing that was drunk. And only one time.
Wow, see, there you go.
I was drunk.
Drunken one.
Hey, we got a girl. Okay, we got a girl who got in here with the fake ID, and I wanted to talk to her.
I'm
real
so
quick.
Proud of you because I wanted my friend Kelly to come here, but she's 20. She turns 21 on the 31st. Yeah. She couldn't get in.
Now, how old are you really? How old are you really?
18.
Uh oh. 18, and she snuck in here with whose ID?
With my sister's.
Love it. Yeah.
What's your dad, Kelly, doesn't have an ID.
What's your name?
Nadia.
Nadia?
Yes.
Oh, that's a nice name. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, of course.
We really appreciate it.
Now, have you ever snuck in with a fake ID before?
No, this is my first time.
This is her first time.
Yeah. It's something I would do.
Podcast.
How do you feel?
I feel great.
Do you feel 21?
I feel 28.
Do you feel nervous when you're coming in and you're like, oh no, what if they catch me? What if they catch me? Were you nervous at all?
No. I knew I'm gonna get in.
So I hope we didn't set you up for a lifetime of failure.
Of course not.
Okay, cool. Because I would
feel
bad.
Have a good head on my shoulders.
I would feel bad, dude. Thank you for coming to hang out. I just wanted to hear you on the mic because everybody was talking about the girl who snuck in with the fake ID, but nobody knows who it is, but we know who it is.
It's me.
Yeah.
Where are you
it's
from,
good
sweetie?
To see you, Nadia. Okay, Nadia, right?
Yes.
Yes, cool.
Where are you from? where is she from, Dusty?
See, those are the type of fans we have, guys.
Southgate.
She's from Southgate.
Where was she from?
Southgate.
Southgate.
Oh, I used to live in Huntington Park.
Sergey. Hey, so did you hear that I might be able to get married someday?
Exactly.
Well, congratulations, yes.
Pape passed.
Pape? No, it was over. It was overturned. The ruling was overturned.
I told Kelly this morning, I said, hey, let's get married.
Yes, so I might be able to get married someday. That's a good thing to know.
Yeah, that's good because it's kind of cool because the chick I work with, she's lesbian, and her chick proposed to her last night after that shit went down.
Really?
Wow. And I got a hard on.
I proposed to her, but she told me I would have to fight Murray for her. Some guy she's seen.
Oh, hell no, dude.
I was damn it. I said, all right, we're fighting. I'm just joking.
Hell no. No,
I'm in the middle of a divorce. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a good thing, because you know what? If I was a religious person, I would be the epitome of a God loves everybody person. Because why can't gay people get married? Who cares? I don't give a shit.
It should be married between people that who love each other.
Because love is everything. Love is dot dot dot. Love is on my arm dot dot dot. That's exactly why I have it.
What just baffles me is that we're supposed to have separation of church and state, And everybody is using religion as a reason to ban gay marriage.
Exactly. It's
can anyone really back up religion completely? I'm not going to get on that subject too much, but just saying.
There's so much stuff that goes on corrupt in different religions. How can they even say that gays can't get married?
Yet the Mormon can have 10 wives. The Mormon can have 10 wives.
And the Catholic priest can molest little boys.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Corrupt.
But I can't get married. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, see? That's BS, dude. What's up, man? What's up?
Who's this?
What's up?
This is one of my old buddies from way back in the day. Tell him who you are, man.
I can't even hear you.
No.
Who do you are?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my name is Defunctabulous, oh so fabulous. I don't even know what we're talking on with this.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Give me a story where you woke up the next day, you were so drunk the night before, and you can't believe what you did. You said, I can't believe I did this.
Usually those stories end up when people call you up and say, hey, man, you wouldn't believe what happened. Because you never remember those stories.
No.
And the one I usually remember was when we were trying to steal kegs on skateboards. That was probably
steal
when I was
16. Steal kegs on skateboards?
Yeah, we were trying to go to this other party.
Damn.
Because we ran out of booze, and we heard this other kegger that was happening down the street.
Nice.
So me and my friends got a couple of skateboards and seen what we could do. And we ended up getting one of the kegs, but the other one met his demise down the hill. So.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
that's a good keg. Oh, man.
But we ended up partying a little bit. The keg was half full. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So you didn't lose it all.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
We know they're already partying with it. So.
Exactly. Nice. Okay. I like that. It's good to meet you, man. Thank you for coming and chilling, man. I already know who the hell you are.
And yeah, you still haven't told me what this is.
This is my crew right here, the Oddcast.
Okay. I'm Desi.
This is Desi. This is Robert. This is our good buddy Danny D. Are you getting faded, man? What are you drinking?
Newcastle.
Nice.
Yeah, the drink.
Keep it English. Keep it English, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta keep it English.
Bloody right.
Thanks for coming out, dude.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Nice to meet all you guys.
You too, man. Well, since the summer's been, you know, kind of here, I've been eating a whole abundance of carne asada.
Really?
A lot of carne asada, dude.
Sounds good right now.
No, just me. I make carne asada, man. I make it, dude.
Mom?
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. You gotta throw the beer on it and shit like
right.
that.
Right.
That's the secret ingredient.
Secret ingredient. You better put some beer on that shit, otherwise it's not carne asada.
It
has to be Corona.
Question. What beer?
Corona.
You know what? Corona. It could be Miller. It could be anything, but preferably Corona.
Probably Budweiser. Budweiser. They use Budweiser.
Budweiser's good, too, because it gives it that hick taste.
Because they use that for hot links or hot sausages, you know, not like, you know, but they use hot links.
Yeah. Dude, trust me, dude. Beer on carne asada is the shit.
You just made me think that I have to go buy something tomorrow.
What?
I have to go buy some carne asada from Dos Burros in Huntington Park.
Roll your tongue.
You sound white as hell when you say that.
Carne asada.
You're embarrassed, Robert.
I need some carne asada.
You're the whitest Mexican I know, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm the whitest Mexican you know.
Well, both of you guys don't know Spanish.
Hold on, please.
What?
For a second. I think I'm actually more white than I am Mexican. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what you said.
Oh my God, did you not know that we were like totally white?
You know what?
I could really just be white, like all together. I don't have to be Mexican.
Exactly.
Like you totally got me so wrong.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. Can you bring me a brewski, dude? Hey, dude. No.
Dude, bro.
Okay, dude. Hey, high five.
Oh my God.
High five, dude.
High five.
Ha.
Oh my God, Becky, what are you doing? Don't put that on. They're going to see your ass.
Dude, Becky is such a slut, dude.
Okay, dude, bro. I'm sorry.
Dude, hey, bro.
Dude.
Becky totally did Brandon at that last party. She's just a slut.
Isn't that scary how we can turn white like
that? But then I can get ghetto too.
Yeah,
I got ghetto on the last show.
Hey, whoa, hey,
motherfucker. Hey, dog.
Hey,
dog.
Hey, hold on.
No.
Dog.
You talking shit now.
No,
hold on, man.
Now you gotta go like this.
Whoa.
What it do, baby boo?
What it do? Exactly. Hey, yo, yo. All right, man.
No, it's actually, what did I do?
Nah.
What did I do?
Hey, you gotta go like this. Nah, bitch, you gotta be straight dripping. What the fuck you talking about?
You got me fucked up.
You got me, yeah, exactly. That's some ghetto-ass shit right there. You know what I'm saying?
You got me fucked up.
Do you know what I am saying?
Do you understand the words that are coming in my mouth?
Do you understand?
Nah, I don't know what you're saying.
Hey, okay, so we're not gonna do the news, but there was this one story that I found very, very interesting because we're all Facebook fanatics. Everybody in the world is Facebook fanatics.
I wish I could be one right
now.
I know,
poor Desi. She doesn't have internet. She's so not. She's worse than me, dude. Can we establish that?
Really?
I'm 2000 and late. You're 2000 motherfucking late.
I miss my Facebook.
Exactly.
I have the computer thanks to AJ Dolores.
Yes.
But I haven't put it together because I don't have internet yet.
See, you're embarrassing, Desi.
Stop.
Okay, check this out. Did you guys know that Facebook founders were charged with the death penalty?
I did. I saw that.
Yeah. I heard
Well, death penalty? What the
death penalty in a Middle Eastern country. Actually, they're angered by the blasphemy of the Prophet Muhammad. The Facebook founders, they started some sort of Facebook page. There's a lot of Facebook pages on there blasting the Muhammad.
And
basically, in those countries, if you blast Muhammad, it's an automatic death penalty.
Yeah,
and if they ever show up there, they're going to get the death penalty.
Yeah, but you know, this happened with the same thing happened with the guys in South Park. Remember?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, but who the fuck's going to go over there? Really?
Never know.
If I know that they're going to fucking give me a death penalty if I cross their fucking border?
Oh, yeah, they're not going to go.
Fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to go over there anyways?
Oh, no.
Now let's just get this all clear. Those are all pending charges. They haven't even really gone to court. They're just, they want to do that.
Yeah. So they're obviously not going to set foot in that country.
But it's so retarded. So stupid.
But you got to think, these countries, their religion is like everything, dude. It's crazy.
Hey, that's a cult. That's a massive cult.
It's scary, actually.
It's a massive
cult. That just burped all over my mic. Sorry, guys.
You got to use the same one every week.
My mic smells like you. Shit, dude.
It smells like you.
Hey, I smell good, dude. I smell like Old Spice and what cologne do I use?
Hey, wait. Have you guys seen those Old Spice commercials?
Yeah.
For the guy?
Yeah.
Now I'm on a horse.
Yeah. Have you seen the responses?
Uh-huh.
The ones on YouTube?
No, I haven't. No.
Yeah, he's just standing there and he starts holding up random objects. In the commercial. But it's pretty cool. You got to check it out. It's Old Spice commercial guy response or something like that.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. They are.
They?
Yeah,
okay.
They are.
See, I'm late on the YouTube stuff. I need to pick myself up on the YouTube
You're even 2000 and late on the YouTube thing?
I am, dude. I am. This other story that I found in the news that was funny was, okay, a man bought a painting at a yard sale, and he found 4 pounds of weed inside of it.
I wish I had that painting.
Exactly.
A painting?
Yes.
How big was the painting?
Okay, he got it from a yard sale, and he took it home, and he was going to hang it up, and he noticed something in the back rattling. So he opened it, sliced it open in the back, and he found pounds of weed inside of the
fucking
painting.
I would have been in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't that happen to me?
I know, right?
Why not? I'm like,
and he told somebody?
He did. He
wait.
It.
He must have been white.
Probably. I don't even know, but I've been
it was Mr. Bill Smith.
Oh, yeah. Graham Wellington.
Thinking about finding weed, isn't the best feeling to find a weed in your pants or
I love that.
No, look.
Give it to me.
I was cleaning my car out last week.
Uh-huh.
I was cleaning out. You know what I found in the back seat?
What's that?
A nug.
I love that shit.
I found a fucking nug in
love
the back
it.
Seat.
Oh, fuck. You just love reminded it. Me. I left a fucking joint in the back pocket of my pants on the bedroom floor.
Oh, I love
fuck.
That's the best, dude.
Fuck. That's not a good thing.
Wow. Where's the weed? Where's the weed is the worst, man.
That's better than finding money in your pocket, dude.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I found $5 in my pocket last week.
Isn't that the best feeling, dog?
Yeah. I was like, cool. Now
that's
I have $5 extra.
That's the best feeling. Okay, speaking of money, another story that I found online was a Wendy's robber complains about skimpy loot. Basically, somebody robbed a Wendy's restaurant, and they called back later saying, next time I rob this place, you better have more money in the in your
oh my god,
$586.
I don't know, maybe, dude, when I first heard you, I thought you said Wendy's Whopper. Oh no.
Can you call customer service for them and get free food?
I don't think so, dude.
No? Okay, sir, we'll make sure to send you out some hamburger coupons.
Exactly.
Sorry, sir. Next time, I'll make sure they have more money in the register when you rob them. Here's some free hamburgers while we're at it.
Oh,
exactly.
That
shit. This is ridiculous.
Hey.
Who calls? You called the scene of the crime?
Did the guy
this is the thing. He called twice. He didn't just call once. He called twice.
God. But did he get arrested yet, or he's still on the loose?
It didn't say if he got arrested. It didn't say. But I think he had to, dumbass. I think he really had to get caught.
He had to be on some good shit.
Yeah. I think he really had to, dude.
Some good shit.
Yeah. Dumbass, right? He was faded. Now, what drug do you think he was on?
LSD.
Speed.
I say speed. I'm with you.
Yeah,
speed.
He's a
meth.
Duker.
Meth. He was on meth, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or crack. Speed or crack.
On meth.
I was saying LSD.
Good to see you,
dog. I would definitely guess speed or crack. Definitely.
I would say speed.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah. Especially when it's
a hell of a drug.
Especially when it's rocked down and chopped up and mixed with baking soda.
What?
It's a hell of a drug, dude.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Damn, Rick James, dude.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cause now, every time I think of him, I think of Dave Chappelle.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
He's not fuck your couch. It's a good thing he's dead.
Yeah.
Because now the only thing he's associated with is Dave Chappelle.
Rick James, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck your couch.
Fuck your couch.
Yeah.
Fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your couch, nigga. Yeah.
That's man. See, the great thing about Dave Chappelle, and I was kind of sad when I found out he wasn't going to do any other episodes, but the fact that he doesn't do any other episodes, it makes those episodes that he did so much more classic.
Those
23 episodes, 24 episodes, whatever he did, were so just
it was funny.
Perfect.
Because
I could watch
him. Because I think he didn't want to, like, die out. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you get up there and you fall.
Speaking of Dave Chappelle, a lot of people say he's a good sketch artist instead of a comedian as a... Eddie Murphy is a good stand-up comedy.
Charlie Murphy!
Eddie Murphy is a good stand-up, but he's a crappy-ass actor.
Exactly.
So, you think Dave Chappelle would have been good as a stand-up comedian? Not really. He's good as a sketch.
Exactly.
A sketch. So, two different things. So, if you do good sketch or physical comedy, you're cool, but you cannot do very well as a stand-up at all.
No, you can't, dude. You can't, dude. Because Chris Rock... I love the dude on stand-up, but I can't stand watching his movies. I hate his movies, dude. I do not like Chris Rock's movies.
The only one I think I enjoyed was that one where he was the white guy's ghost or something like that.
The only one I enjoyed was New Jack City, which was like his first crappy role.
You know, Everybody Hates Chris is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's funny. The I kind of like
show.
That.
That's cool.
But he's not in that.
No, he just does the voice. So.
Yeah.
Which
I'm surprised he still does.
He probably makes a shitload of money, dude.
Probably.
Yeah, probably a lot of money, dude. Now, I was listening to Adam Carolla, and he was talking about how Chris Rock still has this idea that any white person, no matter how poor, how rich, how whatever, would not want to switch places with him.
Huh.
Would you want to switch places with the kid, Chris Rock?
Yeah.
I would.
I'd make some better career
moves. It would suck to look like him. But for the money, the fame, and the millions, I guess. Fuck it. I'll be black.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Black and high-pitched voice. I think I'd roll with it. Millions of dollars. Dude has dough, dude.
When
I
speaking of Chris Rock, you know how you say about annoying high-pitched voice? What about Chris Tucker?
You know what happened to him? I used to like that dude, man.
I mean, he was awesome as fucking Smokey.
Yeah.
Thank you, so much.
But that's...
But when he did Rush Hour and the thing got into his head...
died down, dude.
He was good in fucking Dead President.
Oh, yeah. He was a heroin addict.
Yeah.
He played a heroin addict.
He was good, you know, but as a serious actor, trying to be funny with... He can't do that very well.
After that, it really wasn't cracking. And the thing is, he makes like $10 million a movie. Chris Tucker makes a lot of money. But
I wish I could just get one movie.
I wish I could just get one movie.
Yeah.
Oh. I'd be fine.
Oh, yeah. $1 million.
Damn.
Who would you play? Would you be like, who would you be?
I don't know. I'd want to be an action movie.
Action movie.
No,
yeah.
Robert? Like as a superhero. That'd be awesome.
Gay man?
Yeah.
You know what I want to do?
Man.
You want to be a superhero in a movie? He says that was his son?
That's what he said, yeah.
I want to do, you know those stupid slapstick comedy movies, like Scary Movie or Date Movie?
Oh, you want
to
do that?
I would so love to do one of those stupid movies and be like, just do those stupid scenes where you're like you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
See, I like to do porn.
I could...
Everyone wants to do porn.
But I think I'd be good at it. Like, just trying to be someone cool, but then be dumb.
I could so do a superhero-themed gay porn.
You could. You'd be good. I think you'd be good.
You like that, Batman? Yeah, I'm the Superman.
He takes it up the ass, and he has a lot of class. Gay man.
Dumb.
See, no, I'll write your song, dude.
I guess I would have to do, like, parodies of Marvel and DC so I didn't get sued.
Yeah, true.
I would just love to do comedy movies. Like, I think I could do that. Like, just be, like, funny as fuck and not give a shit what anyone else is thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a beer, too, or give me a couple of shots, and I'm like, woo!
I'm good. Holla.
I really want to do a superhero movie.
Do you?
Be awesome. I really would.
Okay. Let's see if you can shop something.
I don't want to fly.
You don't? Too
no,
much work?
Just it would be like a normal superhero movie, like Kick-Ass. Like maybe like a Batman character.
Yeah,
like
Batman
the guy, but he's got like really cool stuff.
Like what?
Like his, you know, the like car and the wings that he flies and, you know, he glides with.
Like a double-sided dildo that shoots like two guys at once?
No, Dusty, not the gay man.
Oh, okay. No. Another superhero.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Why does everything gotta be gay?
You know.
Well,
hey,
maybe
sorry.
Because the whole overturn of Prop 8, that's why everybody could be married, everybody now.
I can see Destiny in a gay superhero movie.
What, licking vagina? Or
yeah.
Destiny, to the rescue, come here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Would you pay money to see that?
Huh?
Would you pay money?
I paid $20 to see that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You paid $20 to see that? Oh, fuck it. Porn videos coming out. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm a bunch of Kim Kardashian.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
she eats a lot of puss.
You know what's funny? I don't know why, but the Kardashians was on the other day. And no, it was the Khloe and Courtney one.
Oh, I love her. Miami takeover or something.
And Courtney was fighting with her boyfriend, that douchebag Rob.
Oh, okay. Don't know the guys, but I know the girls.
Yeah. The boyfriend, his name is Scott. Rob is the brother.
Okay, Scott.
Oh, he knows. Danny knows. Danny knows.
I apologize.
She was fighting with her boyfriend, Scott. Apparently, he's an alcoholic or whatever. But she was talking on the phone, and she was, like, upset and crying. But you could not tell in her face. No, she's on Botox.
Yo, dead
bitch has Botox.
You guys want to hear about my dream the other night?
You want to fuck Chris?
My dream the other night. No, listen.
Okay.
I had a dream. This is awesome.
Oh, give it to me.
I had a dream. Yeah. I was fucking Katy Perry.
Whoa.
No fucking lie. It was so detailed, too. I'll tell you. There's a killer part to it, though.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'm sitting in the cave and she's crying over Russell. That guy she's dating,
she's
dumped her in my dream. So I'm talking to her and we're laying all close. She pulls her boobs out. Earlier that day, I was reading a magazine and she was in it, and I saw her boobs. Like, damn, she got some big ass titties. So I had that dream, and in my dream, her titties are like boom. I'm like, hell yeah. So I'm like playing with them and sucking on them in the dream. But guess who fucking kills it?
Russell Brand.
All of a sudden. My best friend, Yolanda, up in the dream, not in a good way, laying in the bed all sick, take care of me, and Katy Perry's right there like, do me, and I'm like, you fucking bitch, and then my friend, Carlos, my gay friend, calls me and wakes me up in the middle of fucking Katy Perry. That was my first actual sex dream with a girl.
She had a wet dream,
Debbie,
and she just told you about it.
Yes.
I
Debbie.
I was fucking Katy Perry in my dream.
When you woke up, were you moist?
I don't know. I don't remember. Too much TMI right there.
What you missed is she just had a dream about fucking Katy Perry. California.
She's got big old titties.
Yes.
Can I suck them?
In my dream, I grabbed them and sucked on Katy Perry's titties.
Wow.
They were like, she's laying on me, and I'm like, It was awesome.
Damn. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I had, let me see, have I ever had a dream about a celebrity? I don't think I have. I've jacked off to many celebrities, but I haven't had a dream about an actual celebrity. I haven't. Oh, we got one of my good friends, Step 2. What's up, Step 2?
What's up, people? What's up, what's up?
Oh, nothing. We are just sitting here faded.
Podcast. Podcast.
Yes.
Hello, people. Podcast.
Now,
hey, baby, how you doing?
Now,
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I like that realistic.
Thank you. That's just my mic.
Now, Step 2.
What's up, baby?
Me and you have a lot of stories. We go back years.
Maybe more than half of my life.
A long time. Do you remember when we went down to TJ and your chain got stolen from a Mexican stripper?
I remember.
And you almost got us arrested.
Okay, this is how the story went. We were very, very, very fucked up. I recall I had my black Honda Civic DX.
Probably.
And I also recall that on the way back,
my car,
your car was
broken into.
I had a brand new fucking car. Brand new car. He had about a 10-year-old car. They broke into his shit.
They broke into my shit.
So anyway, we're at TJ, right? We're crawling on the ground, fucked up.
Tijuana.
We go into this strip club. I'm drunk. I'm high. I just want to be touched by
a pretty Mexican stripper.
But you know what? She wasn't pretty. I remember she wasn't pretty. My dick was out. She was stroking it. I think she had a dick. It felt weird. That's how fucked up I was. To make a long story short, when we got up, I recall walking out and my chain was gone.
Yep, I remember that.
So we ran back in. And didn't worry, somebody got into a fight, right? Who got arrested that night?
It was one of the SP homies, one of the younger SP guys.
So okay, the soldiers, because they're soldiers, they're not policemen in Mexico.
Yeah, no.
Had fucking machine guns.
Yeah.
And we fucking ran like crazy.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Woo!
I just remember telling you, Step, we're in Mexico, dog. We're not in America. Calm down. But he wanted his chain.
Uh oh.
No, it wasn't going down.
It was just a chain.
It was
horrible. Your radio was worth more.
If you're you're not Mexican, you're other race, you're about to get robbed regardless.
It's bound to happen.
For real. If you're not Mexican, you'll get robbed regardless, dude.
Did they rob Chinese people in Mexico?
Hell, my homeboy, when I was in high school, they held him.
They
held him.
What they held him for?
He didn't have fucking laces.
Oh, hell no.
Daniel, I can't hear you. You have to pull the mic.
I know.
Like, you're coming out very, very boxy. I cannot hear you.
Do you notice how people don't go to TJ anymore? Like, it's not cracking like it was when we were younger? Desi, you don't know about it because you're so young. But
I've been to TJ.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
I went once with my mom's boyfriend to get his braces changed. Hey, but you know what? Hey, I bought a keychain of two clowns fucking.
Nice.
Dave, you moved them. You move them back and forth and they're like
two
doing
clowns
it.
Two clowns fucking.
Taking your car to TJ to be fixed is a lot.
They move. Like, you move them back and forth and they were fucking. I was like, they were clowns. I was like, that was the only thing I bought at TJ.
You know what? I found that in the house. I found it in the house. And I put it in a geocache.
My fucking clowns?
You're too fucking clowns.
I wanted those. That was my only thing from TJ.
Speaking of TJ, if you take your car to be fixed, it'd be very, very cheap.
See? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very cheap.
Of course. And trip out on TJ. Step, you can back me up on this on TJ. In TJ, the strippers, if they're prostitutes, they'll let you feel their pissy to let you know that they're women.
What?
Yeah, they do. Because there's a lot of male prostitutes, obviously, like transsexuals or whatever in TJ. And they'll say, hey, feel me, touch me, let me, I'm a woman, true.
Have you ever touched the dick?
No.
Wait, Dusty.
No,
you
honestly,
hesitated.
No,
you
no.
hesitated for a second. No, you did.
He did.
Yeah, you did.
That was a trick question. Have you touched a dick?
He threw me off.
That was a trick question.
See, it was a trick question. Have you ever touched dick? Have you ever touched
you
dick?
You hesitated.
I touched dick. I don't know.
Fuck that, Dusty. I
can
honestly
say
hesitated.
He got you. It was a trick question.
I have never touched a penis.
It was a trick question.
Never touched a penis.
Besides your own.
Have I ever touched your penis? Dusty, just making sure.
Dusty, have you
our penises have definitely been in the same vicinity at the same time.
Yeah, me and Kevin have.
They've touched
we
them.
Have. No, they haven't. But we banged like some of the same chicks back in the day.
So Dusty.
What, Robert?
Would you ever double penetrate a woman with another guy?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
ever.
Nope. Have you ever banged a chick with another guy?
No. Wait, yes, wait.
No, I mean hold DP. On.
My wife is in here. Baby.
Well, hey.
Back in the day, we were young.
Yes.
We were young.
No, I literally mean DP.
But no.
Two dicks, one hole.
Nope.
No.
I wouldn't. Couldn't do it.
It's anatomically impossible. Two dicks in one hole.
Two dicks in one tongue.
No, two dicks in one hole.
No.
My cock is big, so no.
It never gonna happen at all.
My cock is big, mine's just little. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it'll fucking fit in. Who knows?
There's no way to stick two dicks in one hole.
It happens.
That's what?
Porn. Yeah, oh, it does. I know. I've seen three cocks in one hole.
Have you ever seen a porn with two dicks in one hole?
Of course.
I've seen three dicks in
exactly.
One.
What? Are you
the
same porn? Probably.
Hold on.
Probably.
Let me ask Miss Red Lipstick over here.
Desi.
The thought of two dicks in one pussy. Do you like that? Does that turn you on?
No, that's too dirty for me.
She's too dirty for you.
That is a little too dirty. I don't like two guys. I'll do two girls.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll do one guy, two girls, but not two guys. Sorry. It's too dirty.
I like that.
See, even better.
She's wearing red lipstick for a reason.
Even better. Yes. That's my girl right there. I love her. Well, damn, dude, I had a good-ass night tonight, guys. I'm pretty damn faded.
Who's this guy? This guy was
Mighty,
just on stage.
Let's get my man Mighty. Mighty, here, grab the mic.
Ooh,
okay. Don't worry about it.
All
right. Hey, Mighty, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's the drunkest you've ever been to where you woke up the next day and you said, man, I cannot believe I did this last night?
Jaeger bombs in Newcastle, dude.
Jaeger bombs in Newcastle?
Yeah.
Newcastle again, dude.
Newcastle. What the fuck? What is this Newcastle? Jaeger blacked out, man. I woke up with fucking my eyes drawn on the back of my fucking eyelids in Sacramento. Like 3 hours where I started from. In San Jose.
Jaeger bombs, dude. I've heard so many stories about Jaeger bombs.
Man. I'm just happy to be back from the blackouts and all that.
I'm happy to be back.
I'm just happy to be with the Oddcast, man.
Good to have you, man. Everybody's so faded. We're all just gone, dude.
No. Listen to this, dude. I'm about to be the only kid that's not faded. This is like a true Irish blue blood right here. This shit, if you could, like, you know, drain all your shit into me, and I just piss straight fucking water. That's it. I'll wake up like this. Oh, Guinness. I mean, that's it. That's what that alarm sounds like in the morning. 6 o'clock, Guinness. Beep. Yeah. No, we're real. We're real blood.
Thank you for coming on our show and sharing your crazy experience.
Love it. Podcast, man. What's up, Brink?
Because we're all faded here.
I'm good, man.
Now, should we get the hell out of here pretty soon and go have some more drinks?
We should, definitely.
I know I am.
Yeah, I think we should. You're going to stay at my house tonight.
I know, I don't have to worry about anything about your place.
We're good.
We should get out of here now.
Let's get out of here. Check us out at podtalkers.com.
iTunes and RFM, biatches.
Yes.
And podtalkers@gmail.com.
Yes. Thank you all for everybody who came out to hang out with us tonight.
Good morning, good noon, whatever you say.
AJ, Delara, Chris Scott, Ed, my boy.
Ed Jun Kim.
Yes.
Hey, Jose Serrano's here, but he did not want to talk.
Exactly. Yeah,
very
all
shy.
We're all faded.
Buddy's over there.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
Peace.
Let's get fucked up.
Yeah.